Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
A good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. John Granato, at John Granato, at Lance Zierlein, at Dell V2, if you want to get in on Twitter. We have phone lines now. This thing, Dell, works again, right? I guess it was working yesterday.
Well, you actually can now see the phone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's not on right now for some whatever reason. You can't see.
The TV's not on?
No, can't see anything. So, but if you want to call in, we can actually see that. In theory, we can actually see that. And we can take your call at 713-780-3776. Any thoughts about anything that happened yesterday? And the All-Star game happened. Not that it had any interest to us because there were no Astros in it. Vlad Guerrero Jr. hit a 468-foot home run that was just a monster. Shohei Ohtani lit it up for 100 on the mound and also hit. And it was the general star of the day, other than Vlad Guerrero Jr., he took care of business and won the MVP. Other than that, not much to talk about, especially from Houston. A lot of speculation about the Astros. We'll play a Stephen A. Smith soundbite about Stephen A. and Max discussed El Tuve's home run to beat the Yankees.
Well, they discussed the Astros.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it's time to let the cheating scandal go. That's what the headline said. Is it time to let the Astros cheating scandal go?
And we'll hear
their comments.
Yeah, we'll hear what they think.
I think you're going to have an interest.
Yeah, I absolutely think you will. And there was a lot of interest in the Rockets yesterday. A lot of interest. First of all, the number one overall pick. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, according to all people involved in the NBA, Cade Cunningham is the clear number one overall pick. And apparently your Houston Rockets have interest in trading up to get him. I've seen him. I watched him a bunch this year. I watched Cade Cunningham a bunch this year. He probably, with all of his measurables and everything else, is probably going to be a really good NBA player. He can shoot from outside.
He's 19 with outside, with handles, size and shot from perimeter. I mean, it's a pretty valued commodity.
Yeah.
And the people who do this for a living consider him to be the de facto number one.
Yeah.
Or the consensus, really.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that in mind, the Rockets, if all of this is true, and I don't know why this would be the information unless Detroit's trying to leak this, and Houston could come out and refute this, unless Detroit was trying to leak this to cause someone else to jump up. Basically, the Rockets, if this is true, must believe there's a big chasm between number one and number two.
Yeah.
Or number one and number, you know, three.
And
well, between Cunningham and everybody else.
And everybody else. And everybody else. Because you have your choice of everybody else. And so you believe that Cade Cunningham is, he's been the target. You had the worst record in the league. You thought maybe you'd get the number one overall pick. You didn't. The Pistons have the number one overall pick. If, in fact, the Pistons believe that Cade Cunningham and Evan Mobley or Jalen Green or Jalen Suggs are close, then it would behoove them. It would be smart, wouldn't it, for them to trade out of there, get more in return. We talked about the possibility of it being the second overall pick and the 23rd or 24th. If you're Detroit, do you need more than that?
I wouldn't, you know, no.
Or 22nd and 23rd? What are they? Rockets are 22nd and 23rd. Yeah.
Not, are you sure it's not 23, 24?
I
think somebody else is 21, 22. I think Rockets are 23, 24.
Okay.
So Rockets are 23, 24 whatever. To go along with flip-flopping 1-2. They might want, they probably want a future pick as well. And I just don't know. Once again, I don't know the basketball character of Jalen Green. I know he's an explosive athlete with a lot of talent. I know he's a big five-star coming out. Evan Mobley is a skilled wing player with post or with big. He's a skilled big. And then you have Cade Cunningham, who is a primary ball. Cade Cunningham's more of the James Harden model, which might be why Rafael Stone apparently really likes him, because he's a primary ball handler who can score, who can facilitate, and who can shoot from distance and has the athleticism get to the rack. Well, they saw that for years with James Harden. So maybe that's something where they say, we know this model can work.
Is Jalen Green more that than Cade Cunningham is?
I don't know. I mean, Cade, I think, once again, I truly believe the big X factor that we'll never know is what is the maturity level of the from on the court and off the court. I'm not accusing Jalen Green of anything. I'm just saying that's something that we'll never know for a 19 to 20-year-old. When you're dealing with a 19 or 20-year-old and you're about to give them millions and access to everything they could ever imagine, including things that are illegal or not good for them, you got to know that you have somebody who has a certain level of maturity, because it's rare for 19 and 20-year-olds in general to have maturity. Forget the fact that you're going to have access like they have. So you want to. I think you have to do your due diligence as it pertains to making a player the face of a rebuilding franchise. I think, you know, that could play into it. That could play into it. Now, I don't know about any one of those guys. I haven't heard anything about any of them.
It's funny that you mentioned that, though. Probably because of the stigma of going to the G League. I don't know what the thought process is. But you wonder about a guy, his character. He didn't go to college. He went right straight to the G League. Is that in any way, shape, or form something that you would hold against him? AJ,
but why? I agree with you. It's one of the first things that hits me. But I'm thinking, is that a bias that we have?
Is that fair?
I think it's a bias that we have.
Yeah, maybe.
And it doesn't make sense. You might subconsciously say, well, maybe it's just about the money for him, and he went to. I think the one concern would be there is a level of worldliness of outside of your bubble when you
Being
go to
educated.
College.
Yeah.
When you go to college, I think it's for pretty much all of us. I know it was for me. You get outside of yourself and your bubble, and you see other people, other ways of life, other things, and there is a maturity process that begins, I think, once you get into college, and I think when you miss it. But is that enough to say you wouldn't take an extraordinary basketball talent, you know, or you would give up a bunch of picks and pass on that extraordinary basketball talent for one that you think is even better? I don't know.
AJ was on here last week, and he said, well, I don't know if I want a guy that, you know, averaged 18 points, 17.9 points coming out of the G League. Cade Cunningham averaged 20 points, which is, I mean, just over two more points a game playing in college. Which is better competition? Which is actually preparing you more? He only played the G League.
I mean, NBA people say
the G League is probably much better competition because they're professional, they're older, you're playing against men, and in a lot of cases, boys in college, as opposed to kids in the PCC? What league is Gonzaga in that Jalen Suggs are comparing
West Coast
him?
Conference.
The West Coast Conference, the WCC, as opposed to, you know, who Oklahoma State played in there. You know, the Big 12 is fine, but whoever Big 12, you know, played, whoever Oklahoma State played, that wasn't great competition. You could have pad your numbers there. You know, I don't know. I mean, there might be a bias against somebody who does go straight to the G League, as opposed. He only played in 15 games in the G League, averaged 18 points, which is too short. Apparently, he's not really good defensively. Is Cade Cunningham great defensively? I don't know. That's NBA people can tell you more about that.
But you know what?
That.
This is a big, big deal, though, because the Rockets cannot afford to miss. Whether they're picking one or they're picking two, they need to find a guy who becomes the cornerstone of their organization.
Oh, absolutely.
They just can't afford to miss.
No.
Especially if number three ends up being a player. Which
and
we've seen.
Cade Cunningham is probably the most solid. That is, you know, he's got a ceiling. He's got a high ceiling and he's got a high floor. Is Jalen Green got a low floor where he could be a bust? Is Evan Mobley got a low floor where he could be a bust? I don't think Jalen Suggs does. I think Jalen Suggs has got probably a higher floor than either of those two, because you figure he's going to be a solid point guard. Regardless of if he gets his shot in the NBA, he's going to be able to facilitate. We know that. His handles and his what seems to be his court savvy, what seems to be his ability to be a point guard at the NBA level. I think he's probably got a higher floor than either Mobley or Jalen Green.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why I think that's why everyone has him number one. A facilitator.
No, I'm talking about Jalen Suggs.
Suggs. Yeah.
I mean, Cunningham has a higher floor too.
You think Jalen Suggs has a higher upside than Green?
No, higher, lower, low side.
Higher floor. Yes, yeah. I believe he has a higher floor too. You know, Ballard texts me. He's a big Rockets fan, and he's like, the Rockets are going to really regret it if they pass on Jalen Suggs. And I said, why do you say that? Because I kind of have some of the same vibes. Mm-hmm. Just watching him, you can tell I just think he is a super mature, competitive, winning type personality. And I knew that's what he was going to say. He goes, because he's a winner. And I know he's talked to the Indiana GM as well, the Pacers GM, because they live down the street from each other. He just said he is a winner. He is and he's a guy who is going to be exactly what you want in your locker room. And I just think that's an interesting perspective from somebody who does that for a living as well. When you see guys like that, you know, now the big difference is, you know, Ballard can say that stuff and that's easy, but you got to have a number one guy too. Is Jalen Suggs a premier number one guy? I don't know. I mean, he doesn't have premier number one explosive athleticism, but he feels like a really good basketball player. I don't think he's going to bust. I don't think Jalen Suggs is going to bust.
No, that's what I'm saying. The bust factor is low on him, more so on Green, maybe on Mobley. We'll see if he can. He appears to have the NBA body that you would covet, right? And he's got ability to step outside with that NBA body. So his floor is probably – Jalen Green probably has the lowest floor. Jalen Green can bust in the NBA.
Yeah, a lot of times you'll see that with explosive two guard. You know, some of it, once again, is your – half of it really is your mental makeup, which we'll never know. And then – or we won't know going in. And then the other half is going to be just the basketball stuff. And he's awfully talented. When we say bust, you look at the shooting. What's he going to be asked to do? Handle the ball, shoot. You know, how's he going to be used by the Rockets? The bigger concern, I'm less concerned about the basketball stuff than how does he fit into a young team, a really young team. Can he be a leader at the age of 19 or 20, or 20, I guess, 21? Because he's going to ask to be a leader, whether he likes it or not. That's going to be a role. If you're the best player on the team, that's going to be what your role is.
Mm-hmm.
And I say best player. Christian Wood will be the best player early on.
But you hope.
I think people really like the fact that they feel Cade Cunningham is safe. I think the NBA feels like Cade Cunningham is a safe player.
Yeah.
So, you know, we bring this up. I'm going to get with Chad Ford. I'm going to probably tape an interview on Thursday, it looks like, that we'll play on Friday. He's in Hawaii. But he is doing a lot of NBA draft stuff, and he's a longtime ESPN writer, basketball writer, and draft writer for ESPN. He's doing his own thing now. I'm really intrigued to see what he thinks about Christian Wood's status with the Rockets, how he envisions the top three picks, and looking forward, hopefully, to catching up with him sometime in a tape conversation on Thursday that we'll play on Friday.
All right, we got a busy show. We got four pairs of tickets to give away, boxing tickets. We got WWE tickets to give away. Allison Footer's going to join us at 8:30 right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll talk to her about all things baseball. Richard Justice is going to join us on Friday, right? Is Richie Friday? Thursday?
Thursday.
Thursday. Tomorrow. Tomorrow he's going to join us. And then he's going to be in studio with us on Monday because you're going to be gone next week.
Good.
Yeah, Richie's going to be here on Monday. Alonzo Highsmith's going to be here on Wednesday. Bob Slovak's going to be here on Friday, next Friday. So we got different guys coming in and hanging out with us this next week while Lance is going to be lazy and vacation. You know who's not lazy? Jeff Aronoff. Busy, busy, busy. That's what he is. But Jeff Aronoff is so busy getting stuff done, making your home better, much better. What is it that you need done? If you haven't upgraded, if your house is 15, 20 years old, 25 years old, and you haven't done anything, if you haven't, redone that kitchen, if you haven't redone those bathrooms, kind of gross. I'm just saying it's kind of gross. You know how many times you go to the bathroom in there and you haven't done anything to it? Come on. Let's pick it up. New vanities, new everything. Everything he can fix, he can do everything in that new bathtub, new toilet, new vanity, new countertops for your kitchen, new cabinets for your kitchen. It doesn't matter if it's a remodel or if it's a build outside for that outdoor patio, for that outdoor kitchen. Jeff Aronoff is there for you. He can do it, and he'll do it great. I mean, you're heading towards another school year here. Kids will be out of the house. You want him to come over while the kids are at school. You know what? Jeff Aronoff will come and get that job done. It'll look so great this fall. You'll be in love with it. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, we've been talking about the Rockets, but maybe, you know, obviously big story, who's the future player going to be? Is it going to be Cade Cunningham? Is it going to be Jalen Green? Is it going to be Evan Mobley or Jalen Suggs? That's huge. But another story came out about the Rockets that is a little befuddling, if you want to know the truth.
Not that it's our business, because it's not our money, it's not our business, but it is very strange for a guy who is a billion-dollar buyer and a big businessman to have agreed to what Les Alexander put out in the purchase.
So, Jonathan Fagan put this out at the Houston Chronicle. The Rockets' agreement with Daryl Morey and Tad Brown and others were part of the sale when the team was sold to Tillman Fertitta in 2017. He gave 5-year guaranteed contract extensions in which they will get paid by the Rockets even after taking positions with other organizations, a person with knowledge of the agreement said. Tim McMahon from ESPN confirmed it. He says, I can confirm this reporting from Jonathan Fagan. Former owner Leslie Alexander insisted on this clause for his top two execs as part of the sale of the franchise to Tillman Fertitta. So, Daryl Morey and Tad Brown, both with the Philadelphia 76ers, have left the Houston Rockets, are getting paid by the 76ers, and are getting paid by the Houston Rockets. Which is, what? Now, what now? So now, they gave, in 2017, gave 5-year guaranteed contract extensions. Does that mean it started in 2017 or their? I don't know how long their contracts were. Maybe they had contracts that were actually longer than 2017.
I think in that world, you tear up the last year and you start with the new number.
Maybe.
But I don't know. But
maybe
James
not.
Harden doesn't.
Maybe
you know?
Not.
I mean, basketball didn't.
Yeah. He said it's 5-year contract extensions. So.
But you can also say it starts.
Or
in 17, but that's a pre-existing year.
Or they still had years left. We don't know. We don't know. So it may end after the 22 season, and then again, it may not. It wasn't clear in this story. However, what is clear is that there was no incentive for Daryl Morey and Tad Brown to stay here. It was actually the. It was the death knell for their employment here. Because why would I just get paid by the Houston Rockets when I can be paid by two organizations? It was funny. Daryl Morey, yeah, listen, I want to spend more time. My daughter.
It was a mutual thing. We agreed together. It was like maybe you planted a seed. Daryl Morey had a chance to get out of this mess and then go double dip salary.
No brainer.
Done.
No,
of course.
No brainer. I mean, that was, I mean, if Tillman, maybe Tillman didn't want or less, or maybe Daryl and Tad both said, no, we got to get out of here. And we want, you know, I don't know what the logic is on taking that on. If you're Tillman Fertitta, And that you know right now, those guys ain't going to be here. There's no chance that they stay if they're guaranteed money from two NBA organizations. And it didn't take long after Tad Brown said, I want to spend time with my family. What was it, 10 days? He was with, and then, I'm signing with the Sixers. Bye.
Yeah.
See you, Houston. I was going to spend time at home, but I'm going to spend it with the 76ers. Wow.
All right, sometime it can come together fast.
Mm-hmm. And other times it can be, go find me a job because I can get paid twice.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, I think that's, if you don't have one, you're not going to say, just stand by. Your obvious standby is go spend time with your family.
Right. Either way, okay, if I'm not working, I'm getting paid to not work for 5 years, or I'm going to, not five, but whenever, 3 years left on it, whatever it was, or I'm going to double dip. That's awesome for them. But it's not very, it doesn't seem very Tillman-like, does it?
I would think not. I mean, like I told you during the break, feels like Bill O'Brien negotiated this for him. Listen, not only are you going to pay $2 billion for this, where you can't...
2.2.
Where you can't make any money early on, basically. I don't know about making the money, but it was... He was paying, housing prices now. Like, booming real estate prices, that's what he paid for the Rockets. He paid top dollar. He didn't drive a hard bargain. And not only that... To pay 2.2 for them, which everyone thought, whoa, that was kind of a surprise, I remember. Not only that, but he agreed to this, which clearly should have been, no, this is not going to be part of the sale. This is, it's going to be standard. If you are let go or whatever, he could have agreed, all right, we'll part ways and you'll continue to be paid until you are hired by another.
Right.
Until you're hired by another team and then it cuts off. That's the way it works when you have a guaranteed contract. This sounds like in the article that we read that, it's guaranteed even when the other team is paying.
He's still paying them. He's paying them to make the 76ers, which is, I can certainly understand him not wanting to trade James Harden to
shovel
this.
Off. Yeah, exactly.
I can get that.
No,
even more
I totally
so
get
now.
It now. Yeah. I totally get it now.
Even more so.
What about if Daryl shovels off Ben Simmons to the Rockets? Would that make you feel better, like he hooked you up?
No, we're not doing that.
Maybe the second pick?
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Maybe Ben Simmons for the second pick and Christian Wood? Yeah. Well, maybe would that feel like he's hooking you up? In one of those special Daryl
trades?
It feels
like he's still working for the Rockets and making horrible moves. Making horrible moves for the Rockets. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like a trade... For Chris Paul, that sounds like that Chris Paul trade to Oklahoma City for Russell Westbrook. That's how bad that one sounds. So Daryl continuing to work in the Rocket for the Rockets, destroying an organization.
Man,
that's what it sounds like.
Your bias just leaked through.
I know, Daryl. Exactly. I feel the same way, Daryl.
Wow, this is it is
puzzling just to see that it doesn't affect us at all, the fans or. Media or anyone else. I mean, that's Tillman's money, and you're the only one who's really worried about Tillman's money on a regular basis.
So, I am. And because you know what? I don't know how bad you had it during the pandemic, but yeah, he lost all his NBA and restaurant revenue. I don't know how you did.
I hope he survives.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
I hope he survives.
But, I don't really care. I don't really care about that. It just doesn't seem like a great. Now, here's the deal, though. If you're hell-bent, and he was hell-bent on buying the Rockets, and if Les Alexander said, we're not doing this deal unless you take these contracts.
Was Winnie responsible?
Is he the Pillsbury Doughboy and Winnie
for
the Pooh?
Helping the Rockets to win two championships. you kind of
hear him laugh?
He kind of lucked into it. But
no.
You never heard Les Alexander laugh.
Oh, my God, the Les Alexander laugh.
Okay, Google Les Alexander laugh.
I don't think it's going to be out on YouTube.
Oh, where's that going to be? Absolutely will be.
I mean, it was in our system forever.
Les Alexander laugh.
Actually, we had it at this system, the 790 system, every system in radio that we've ever worked at had Les Alexander laugh. I think it's going to be hard for somebody. That is what it sounds like, though.
It is.
It is disconcerting. Still, that man gave you two championships. Because he didn't give you a ring like Jim Crane did to the first 19,000 fans. Is that why you're being disrespectful?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. Did you get a Rockets ring?
No.
No.
And I Googled Les Alexander's laugh. Let's see if your impression is close to what's out there.
That's not it.
That's something from
that's
the,
even no. That's a cartoon.
That's the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, is that what it is?
Now see, Google the for real.
I don't, where's that coming from?
It's gonna be.
Okay, you find it. You can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, you.
No one took the time.
Are you
to say,
kidding
I need
me? Nobody put Les Alexander's laugh on the internet. That's the most ridiculous thing I've heard.
Find it.
Okay, come on, Twitter, find it for us.
It's not gonna be anywhere.
Come on, Twitter.
Come on, Twitter. Do our job.
Come on, Twitter.
I don't mind what Twitter does my job.
No, I don't mind at all.
It's not bad.
I get most of my information from listeners who actually, I don't know. You don't know if it's real or not, but it actually,
hey, are you,
you know
go,
what? It's on Twitter.
Are you going to go see Space Jam 2? Are you excited about it?
I will never in my life see Space Jam 2.
Did you see Space Jam 1?
I did.
Okay, because of Jordan?
I never sat down and watched the whole thing.
Are you going to watch Space Jam 2?
I watched it for the kid with the kids, but. Huh?
Are you going to watch Space Jam 2?
No. I don't have any kids at home. I'm not going to.
My kids don't care about Space Jam 2 either.
No.
I'm going to ask them if they want to see it. Snacks is more interested in trying to see what was going on in Warrior. I'm like,
this is not
a show for you, Snacks.
No.
I mean, it is a show for you. You would like it, I think, but I'm not supposed to let you see this show.
Yeah, no,
this
no,
is
no.
There's too much.
No, there's
too
stuff
many
in there
happening.
Doing. People are doing things.
Yeah,
in
people
there.
Are doing things. Heads are being severed. It's just, it's a lot.
That's okay.
It's a lot from the makers
like
of Banshee.
That. I told you,
which but makes total sense.
I told you, JT when he went to see Star Wars, I don't know, one of those when Anakin was going to kill all those kids, he was so disappointed when Anakin and they didn't show Anakin killing all the kids. He was like, "What?" I mean, in the theater. Why aren't they showing it? JT, first of all, why do you want to see
that? Why aren't they showing the murder of children?
Yes.
Hey.
Someone yells at you, hey, is that kid going to kill a couple animals too while he's at it?
Keep your murderous kid quiet.
Yeah.
He did shoot a bow and arrow into a squirrel's eye, but okay.
Well, at least it's just a squirrel.
Right. Well, at least he's doing some
he's doing God's work.
Now, yeah, well, not with the squirrel shooting. Well, no, honestly,
they're just
if I'm
rats.
Being honest, you ever had squirrels heckle your house? That is God's work, too.
That is, yep.
Arrow into a squirrel eye, if I'm being honest, don't let that little bushy tail fool
no,
you.
It don't.
They're
it's
rats.
A rat.
They're
it's
rats.
A rat. All right, you know who's great people is the Chastain Ford people. I just texted Patrick. I'm stopping by there next week, and I'm going to hang out. I'm going to hang with them. I love bringing them lunch. I love hanging with those people because here's the deal is the truth is that they are really, really, really nice people. I did the deal. Justin helped out. Allie, Tony, Patrick was the guy. But Patrick could get involved in all kinds of sales there. He's the owner, the boss. It's Chastain Ford, he and Joe. But they want to be in the middle of it. They want to make sure that their customers are completely satisfied. I'm sure if you have, and which you won't, but if you had any issue whatsoever, that you would hear from Patrick because you're part of the Chastain family, and he wants to make sure that everybody's happy. And this is real. I mean, this is a family-owned and operated business that's the number one Ford dealer for commercial trucks. So he ain't scared to get mixed up in anything and make sure, mixing it up, making sure that you are completely satisfied with everything. Order your new Ford car or truck online at Chastain Ford or go to the dealership and order it there and make sure that you get everything that you could possibly want. Don't settle for add-ons. Don't settle for any kind of package that you don't want. Get it at Chastain Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, or ChastainFord.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
John mentioned it at the top of the show. We've got tickets to give away to WWE and boxing. So I'm going to give two people a chance to win. Don't call in because I haven't given you the number yet. But Superstar World Champion Jermell Charlo looks to make boxing history in his home state of Texas when he defends his super welterweight world titles against undefeated WBO World Champion Brian Castano. Make sure to get your tickets now to see the action live at attcenter.com or ticketmaster.com. Once again, that ATT Center should be a clue. It's in San Antonio. Make sure you can go. We're going to provide you the tickets. You got to find your own way to get there. It'll be this Saturday, so callers 8 and 9, 8 and 9 win the tickets. Just call in, be caller 8 or 9. You get the tickets to the Charlo Castano fight, and that'll be in San Antonio this Saturday.
All right, nicely done. So give a call in 8 and 9. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
Did you see what happened yesterday? He was throwing, Lamar Jackson was on the tennis court throwing football routes, but he also ran routes too. You better stop running routes, Lamar. See this? Look at him run routes. Stop running a route.
Well, why? He can't run a route.
Right now, somewhere, Bill Polian's like, told you.
He's going to be a better wide receiver.
See how he got wide open when he was in that pickup football game? Told y'all he was wide receiver.
He's going to separate, like I told
Bill
you.
Bill Polian said, he can't play wide receiver?
Lamar Jackson be a good wide receiver in the NFL?
Yeah, if he can catch. I don't know if he can catch, but yeah,
he would. Look like you could catch there. He went up
and
got it.
I had a scout tell me before, and luckily my editor said, listen, I don't want to run this. I think you'll catch too much heat. Even though you didn't say this, and it's a quote. Because I had something called, sources tell us, and I would have a quote from somebody in a scout or whatever that I've talked to in the league, and then I'd have my own take on it. And his was, he believed that Lamar Jackson should be a full-time wide receiver because he has a chance to make so many explosive plays at that position, and he questioned whether he could be a pocket passer. Now, that wasn't my take, but I was going to run that quote and talk about it. And my editor, to his credit, said, you know what? I just think the blowback is going to be too severe on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, but I'm not saying it. And I'm actually going to argue the other way. He goes, yeah, I just
bringing
don't.
It up.
He goes, I don't think you want to open that can of worms at all. Because he said, a lot of it's going to be attributed to you because people don't read. They're just going to see the headline that I write. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, well, and if you're going to write a headline, it's a clickbait headline, and forget about it. Which he's like, yeah, that's what my job is, to get people to see these headlines. But so I was thankful for that. But yeah, Bill Polian wasn't the only person who thought that. Now, he's won an MVP, so that's kind of a big deal at the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
But now comes the real deal, which is where defenses make adjustments, and now he's got to prove he can win from the pocket. Something Deshaun Watson did a lot better job of last year is winning from the pocket, and he showed a lot of growth and maturity. So we will get to – actually, we do have some football stuff a little bit later in the show. You know, I think something that's interesting is the responses of some of the players surrounding the All-Star game. I am really concerned personally that the Astros are going to find themselves squeezed out of a lot of All-Star games in the future. Maybe not all of them, but some of them, where people say, okay, y'all didn't want to go. Y'all wanted to en masse you're not getting voted on. We know that by the fans. And then this could be a situation where the voters, the other players or whatever say, all right, y'all aren't going to go anyway. We'll just shut this down. We're not going to vote for the Astros. So maybe a guy like Correa doesn't make a team or whatever the case may be. I don't want to completely check out on the All-Star game. I did for the most part yesterday, but a lot of people had a lot of fun with it. A lot of people had a lot of fun with the home run hitting derby, which was maybe the best they've ever had, with Shohei Ohtani bombing out, and he didn't even get through the first round. Juan Soto beat him, and Soto had a great run. Pete Alonso murdered the ball in Coors Field. And so that was really good. And then, you know, you'll get people who say it was boring or whatever, but the players, Shohei Ohtani said it was the greatest thing he's ever been a part of. He said it was his exact quote. I'll pull up his exact quote here in a second. He just basically was so happy to be part of the All-Star game. That was something he's always wanted to be a part of. And for him to come in and throw 100 and be part of that was a really big deal to him. I want the biggest players playing in that still. It is the headline game that shows all these stars playing together. It's something we don't get to see. In basketball, I would love it if those guys played hard against each other the whole game. And if it was competitive like that, like we saw, it got competitive earlier in the game in the 80s and 90s in the All-Star game. And since 2000s, it got kind of loose. But it does tighten up in the fourth quarter now. And, of course, they have a new they have a new way of doing the All-Star game. But football, nobody cares. You should just eliminate that altogether.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to do. A dodgeball game, I don't care. But the game doesn't even need to be played in football. But it's cool in baseball that everyone's trying every pitch. Pitchers are coming with their gas all the time. Like, you don't have to worry about pacing six innings. Every starter who comes in is throwing their gas. They're throwing everything they've got. You see the top hitters like Vlad Guerrero step up and bomb one damn near 470 yesterday. That's a cool thing for Major League Baseball, especially a young player like Vlad. And I do want to see the Astros involved in that kind of stuff. I don't want to see them out of it. I don't want the All-Star game to just go away because everyone opts out of it. I don't think that's a good look for sports in general, that we get into an opt-out society where you just, you know, I don't want to play my junior year of college anymore. I'm just going to opt out and wait for the pros.
Yeah.
Like,
it is a different mentality. I don't think there's any question about it. You know, the ones that we, the Astros are the main culprit with the four of them. None of them going. But DeGrom is also a guy that did it. Other guys, I know for a fact, I don't want to out them because it was behind the scenes, but they were asked to play and they said no. So there's
more than people think.
It happened more than you know of. Guys just deciding I'd rather stay at home. I'd rather rest.
Was the guy you're talking about? Is it Straw?
It's not Miles Straw. Okay. No Astros were asked. Yuli should have, and Alvarez should have, and could have.
Just going to get turned down.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, they're just, yeah, probably. And you know what? And now we'll find out if there are repercussions. But you know what? Oh, well. I think the Astros might decide, we don't want to be part of that anyway anymore. I mean, we're going to play some sound from Stephen A. that might just piss you off. He and Max. Now, this is national. These are Yankee fans. This is a national show. But it's a mentality that is being perpetuated by this national media, and especially these Yankee fans, that just is – it's just maddening. It's just and you know what? I'm tired of being pissed off at people that are stupid, people that are saying dumb things that are incorrect. But it is the mentality out there. And you're going to hear it on the other side here, what Stephen A. and Max had to say. It started with Altuve's homer.
Wait till you hear. The topic is it time to let the Astros scandal go? Wait until you hear what two Yankees fans had to say.
Yeah.
And two guys who at times have been on the side of, after hearing the comment. And then we're going to juxtapose that with Chris Mad Dog Russo, who's also a huge Yankee fan, mm-hmm. and longtime Yankee. And longtime New York sportscaster who's on MLB Network right now. We're going to juxtapose what the talking heads on ESPN say versus what somebody in a longtime New Yorker had to say about the Astros and Yankees. Two very, very different stories here. You'll definitely want to hear this audio coming back.
All right, on the other side.
7:42 right here. You're definitely going to want to hear about this as well. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code radio. When you use the promo code radio, they're going to give you $25 into your account along with, you know, whatever deposit you make. They're giving you a $25 bonus number. Now, why is that the number? Well, I'll tell you why. Because you can go to UnderdogFantasy.com and you can sign up for $25 with the Best Ball 2 tournament. You see it right there at the front of the website. There's already 155,500 entrants right now. There's going to be $3.5 million or more in prizes that come out of this tournament. And it's the entire football season. You draft your team, and then whoever has the best points for your team is going to be who you start. So you don't have to worry about doing a starting lineup, and it lasts all through the year. So if you're the one who this gives you a chance to go after those feast or famine players, you know, the ones that you think, well, they're not consistent enough. Yeah, but if they can put up 26, 32 points for you in a game, that could be huge for you in any given week. So if you've got the skill level, you can hit that $3.5 million in prize pool. But they also have basketball, baseball going on right now, and daily fantasy. And they have your over-unders and your head-to-head rivalries. What you do is you pick more than one winner in these over-unders, for example, and it will pay you anywhere from 3 times your original play to 20 times your original play based on how many, you know, you try to win. It's basically like a parlay. It's your chance. But you got to have that skill level to get this done. That's why this is completely legal, and you're going to love the fun that you have at UnderdogFantasy.com. Promo code radio.
This This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Allison Footer going to join us. We'll get her thoughts on this as well and where it stands. She was also in the middle of that whole Roberto Osuna, Luno's assistant thing. So we haven't talked to Scrunchie in a while. So we'll hear her thoughts on some of this stuff and where the Astros are nationally, because she covers baseball nationally. So we'll get her thoughts.
She takes a lot of heat from Astros fans.
Because of the Osuna thing.
Yeah, I get it, but you don't also get that could be a topic that's very near and dear to her heart.
What?
Well, I get that people say, okay, that's enough, we hear you. But maybe she thinks it's never enough that you have a guy on your team that was responsible for.
Yeah, my only question is why. I'll ask her. I'm not. You know, that's fine. We can ask her. She put out the domestic violence number every time Osuna came into the game. But what about when Chapman came into the game? You know, and other guys that have had issues as well. So I think it might have been that it hit home with her, the Astros organization, because she worked for the Astros organization. And listen, I'm with her, if you want to know the truth. I didn't like when they got Osuna. I didn't want to root for that guy.
No. I think a lot of people, their issue is that she would always give out the domestic abuse hotline. But did that really hurt you?
Yeah, I know. Why
did she gave that out on Twitter? I mean, you can unfollow or just ignore. Yeah. I don't know.
I know.
I don't feel like that hurts you, your heart or your privates or your face. Like,
why would that hurt your that privates?
Well, I don't know. But it doesn't feel like anything shouldn't. Her giving out a phone number shouldn't hurt you.
No. But I think it was, hey, why just the Astros? And we'll ask her, you know, is that something, was it just the Astros because she used to work for the Astros.
Yeah. She used to cover the Astros for MLB. I think that, to be fair, and this is just me talking, not her, I think she probably had some insight into how the Astros organization was run and didn't love it. Thought that some of that culture stuff was toxic in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where Jeff Passan probably got some of that when he would talk about that in the articles and hold that against the Astros. Clearly, there were some issues with the Astros. A lot of people left the Astros. They had unceremoniously dumped some scouts, and there were people who were not happy. There were people who were leaving the Astros. It wasn't all. I love the baseball stuff. The things that concern me as a sports talk host and a fan. I loved all that stuff with Jeff Luhnow. The other stuff that goes into, you know, behind the scenes in a building, I don't know what that was. Maybe one great, apparently.
Right. And I mean, we've heard it was a toxic atmosphere. So I don't know. All I know is that she was in the middle of all that stuff. What was his name? The assistant that got
Taubman.
Brandon Taubman. All right. So we told you before the break that we were going to play this. Just hear this out. And see what y'all think about this. I think this is the prevailing attitude among not only Yankee fans, but a lot of you heard at Coors Field, they booed the snot out of Orbit. Orbit.
The topic is it time to let this is the topic on the headline. It says, is it time to let the Astros scandal go? And I thought, oh, this could be an interesting topic here. Instead, this is what we got.
Is it time to let the Astros cheating scandal go?
No. Hell no. Keep reminding them. Because when you see what they did, like, I'm an Altuve fan. I love the guy, even though he's destroyed my Yankees, okay? Because what he did to Chad Green yesterday, he did to Aroldis Chapman in the AL. Don't get me started with them, okay? But in the end, it shows that the greatness that they had, you didn't have to cheat. So you can rip off the shirts, and you can show and highlight how, listen, we ain't cheating. We did this fair and square. Well, guess what? You could have done that the whole time because you were that talented. But you still tried to give yourself an unfair edge and advantage. It still doesn't dissipate or diminish the level of shame that the Houston Astros would be associated with. I love the fact that the Yankees ain't letting it go. I hope everybody in the league won't let it go. Because what you
can I pause this?
Yeah.
It's amazing these guys are paid to do a certain thing
and completely
miss the point. The Astros didn't rip off Altuve's jersey because to prove to anyone they're not cheating. They ripped it off because of the Yankees trolling that happened throughout the series. How dopey do you have to be to not know that's the reaction? If Aaron Judge doesn't do what he does, if Sanchez doesn't do what he does, there is nothing. This doesn't happen.
You're right.
Because of the trolling that the Yankees did, this is a direct response. Not a, oh, look how great we are. We don't cheat. Golly, how dopey do you have to be to not see?
It's not the only dumb thing they'll say.
To not see what the reaction and what caused it.
Right.
It's so simple.
Well, but it's not the only. Listen, keep on listening. It's not even close to the only dumb thing they say here.
Do is remind these guys. It ain't necessary. We know how elite you are. And that just makes you look worse because you didn't have to do it at all. You could have still won. You could have still been great.
Okay, can you pause it here? Can you pause it here? I want to know if he has that same energy for Barry Bonds. Does he have this same vitriol and this same hatred, this same energy for Barry Bonds? Because Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer before he started doing steroids, and then he does steroids, and he's the greatest of all time. Does he have this same energy? I want to know, because I don't know if you heard, but steroids is cheating. How about all the?
Because in 2018, Stephen A. Smith said this on First Take. Stephen A. Smith, should be Barry Bonds, not Roger Clemens, in the Hall of Fame. No. Remember, keep reminding them about this, the cheating and all that. I'm telling you right now, the Houston Astros cheated. They cheated a lot. They always cheated. You need to remember and remind them that they cheated. However, Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame. Don't remind them. Don't continue to say it. It's the exact. No, he didn't have the same energy. He's being a hypocrite. He's not being consistent.
Oh, Stephen A.
There's your answer.
Stephen A. is being a hypocrite.
I'm looking at his reaction right now. All I did was Stephen A. Smith, Barry Bonds. That's all I Googled.
Okay. Keep going, Del.
Anyway, you don't take away the shame. You remind everyone as to why you were shamed in the first place. I ain't letting it go.
You're right about the Astros roster, even in 2017. It was great, as was the Yankees and the Dodgers, right? But the Yankees were better than the Astros, and the Astros cheated their way to the World Series. They cheated our Yankees out of their rightful place in the World Series.
Wow.
By cheating.
Oh, my God.
That's what happened. And so it's not like Altuve's never going to hit another game winner. When he hits a game winner and then the Astros tear off his shirt to make a point, all you're doing is reminding us, yeah, now you're not cheating as far as we know. What's that got to do with then? It's not like you're incapable of playing baseball at a high level. It's that you cheated then to make the World Series. You're just reminding everybody of it now when you play that. You know when you didn't rip the shirt off? When you cheated. Because maybe there was something underneath the shirt you didn't want people to see.
Listen. Listen. What?
Oh, I thought you had something
to say. No. Keep going. Listen to what Stephen
It definitely was under the shirt.
Okay. Okay. In 2019, definitely was under the shirt.
It definitely was under the shirt. Now, Major League Baseball says, no, it wasn't. 14 years ago, ESPN reporter Stephen A. Smith did not mince words in a passionate phone interview with SportsCenter anchor Chris McKendry. When prodded by McKendry on whether or not race has to do with the hatred of Barry Bonds, Smith responded, oh, absolutely. Smith explained that while nobody's stupid enough to think Bonds is not guilty of something, it appears fishy that the investigation into Balco occurred after Mark McGwire was out of baseball. Smith also explained that many of the athletes that he speaks to believes that Bonds is the object of a witch hunt. Paraphrasing Smith, Bonds is just one of the many products of Major League Baseball's steroid era, and yet the only one facing such incredible scrutiny. Isn't this interesting?
Right.
He's the only guy facing the scrutiny, despite many people being involved with it, and it's somehow a witch hunt against him, and yet the Astros are in the exact same spot, with many teams being involved in cheating. Many athletes are telling you that they are involved with cheating, including a player currently on the Cardinals roster who was with us yesterday, and yet Stephen A. and the rest of the media is doing exactly that. That is the epitome of hypocrisy in sports media. And that is the epitome of losing your credibility. When you're willing to say one thing for one player in one situation, but when the exact same thing comes up, you can't recognize that it's the same situation that you put the cape on for 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm. A couple of guys, Manny and Chase, both say, well, as long as we'll keep on reminding Stephen A. of what a racist he is, okay? We're not letting that go, Stephen A.
Yeah, Jeff Passan took a pound of flesh yesterday. From him yesterday, too.
Racist.
He's still on his shame tour.
You know what? It's because of him that Asians are being attacked in this country.
So, you know.
Whoa. I didn't go. I had his back.
Well, wait. Well, isn't that what he said?
You see that energy that he has for the Astros and Altuve came before, I believe, he got smacked around for his Ohtani takes. I don't imagine he's going to be, at least for a week or so, he's going to have that same energy for anything because he's more reflective now. And he was on with Passan. They had, I think, a man from South Korea who covers baseball for ESPN was on, and he sat and listened to that guy. I mean, the energy has changed for Stephen A because he took his pound of flesh from the Astros on that Monday, and everyone has taken their pound of flesh from him too.
Right.
So
right.
I think so. I don't know if I'm going to say remind him he's a racist, but he's been very, let me take everything under consideration now that I've misstepped.
Right. Yeah, you know what? KJ says, Dell is 100% correct. When Altuve hit the walk-off grand slam versus the Rangers, they didn't tear his shirt off?
No.
No, it was about Judge and Sanchez.
I just can't believe these. Look, we know there's a bit of theatrics that goes on. This is why these guys do what they do. But if you ask them, do you guys think you can analyze things correctly and be able to decipher things and express that to people? I bet you they say yes. How could you not see what the reaction was and why it happened? They're not trying to prove that they're clean now. If the Yankees would have kept their yappers shut, that wouldn't have happened on Sunday. That's all. And it was a direct response. It's like when people do when Gator fans do the Gator chomp and someone and another team does it, then does the throat slash. It's a direct response to that. I don't see how they don't get it. Look, I ain't the most brilliant person in the world, but I figured it out. It's not that hard.
756 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A lot of good points. Yeah, Beltran told them everybody. Bonds was heading to the Hall of Fame. McGuire and Sosa were doing steroids. Ooh, I got to do steroids. Beltran comes in, says, hey, you guys are way behind on cheating. So let's do it. Okay, let's do it too. Okay. This is so hypocritical. The hypocrites are just, it's unbelievable. And yet it continues. I don't want it to, I don't know why I let it get to me. I don't know why. But let's hear on the other side of a, now is Russo's a Yankee fan too, right?
Oh yeah. He's a New Yorker through.
No,
and
I know,
through.
No, but I thought is he a Met fan or a
Yankee
fan?
I think he's
a
Yankee guy.
Is he a Yankee guy?
Yeah.
Anyway, so
there's not real Mets fans from New York. Not lifelong.
Well,
New York fans.
Yeah, because they did win a title once, remember? Anyway,
aren't they doing a 30-for-30 on the 86 team? They announced that.
They won two actually, 69 and 86.
When we come back, you're gonna hear a New Yorker who has a lot different take on this. And this is directly after the Astros and Jose Altuve ruined the Yankees.
Let's do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But you need a little charisma if you're going to be from New York.
Charisma Car Wash, C-A-R, car, I-S-M-A, wash.com. Charisma Wash, 5975. That's the promo code. I've told you guys this. They continued. They had such great response. And I'm frankly not sure why they're doing it again because it's such a hookup for you. They're taking $10 off of their car wash. Their ultimate wash is $14. It goes to $4. Their lava wash is $17. It goes to $7. And these washes are, the car wash is very powerful. It does a great job of getting the tires clean. It's a drive-through wash that's super easy. They've got the vacuums there for you to hook it up right after you're done and take care of it. You are in and out quickly. It's extremely convenient. And this price point of $10 off, I think they're going for the rest of July, but I'd hurry up and get it in. It's a great hookup for you. Go every day if you want. Go every week if you want. Tell your brother, your sister, your family members, your friends, your coworkers. It doesn't matter who gets the hookup. Just know that the hookup is 5975. That's the code you have to have or you're going to pay regular price. 5975. Three locations in the Houston area, in the Heights, at Upper Kirby and one at Gulf Gate. Super easy to get to. quick and easy and convenient, and they do a hell of a job of getting your car clean at charismawash.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.